This weekend we have the witness testimony from Vibrant Ministries Appeal. So I invite Ron and Mary O'Hellen to present their testimony.
Good morning. I'm Ron O'Hanlon, and this is my wife, Mary. Many of you know us and have heard our stewardship journey from a presentation we did a few years ago. Today, we want to let you know where that journey has taken us in regards to Bishop John's invitation to be a part of the Vibrant Ministries Appeal for the Catholic Diocese of Dodge City.
This morning, as I was ministering communion, the body of Christ, I noticed everyone's hands. Each hand has a story to tell. And this morning is just our story. We are the parents of 6 children. 4 of them are married. We're also grandparents of 10 children and another one soon to be born on the way. We've been a part of the Catholic Church here in Dodge City for 23 years, and we're part of the Sacred Heart Parish in Pratt for 14 years previously, for a total of 37 years in the Catholic Diocese of Dodge City. Ron and I have always believed in giving a 10% tithe of what God has given us to our church. We learned this coming from large families, 11 children in Ron's family and 10 in mine, where our own parents were generous in their gifts of time, talent, and treasure. Ron and I have typically tried to give 8% to the church and 2% to other various charities.
Even though we believed in giving our 10%, we faced many challenges along the way that prevented us from giving the full amount for a period of time. Because of funeral expenses for 3 daughters who passed away at birth, unexpected medical bills for surgeries for our children, and helping elderly parents with their bills, and being without a job and any source of income for 8 members of our family. During these tough times, we had to borrow from what was the Lord's money to meet the needs of our family. However, we always kept track of what we owed back to God so that when we again had the opportunity and things were not so tight, we could give back to the Lord what we owed. During these occasions that we lacked giving 10% of our treasure, we did extra giving of our time and talents to make up for the lack of treasure.
Recently, just like all of you, we received an invitation from Bishop John to contribute to the diocesan effort to raise funds to help with Catholic charities, faith formation, seminarian education, and retirement for our priests. When we received our appeal letter, we read it, looked at the amount requested, and thought, that's not right. That has to be a mistake. It was asking for a sacrificial gift significantly above and beyond what we are already tithing. There was no way we could commit to that amount. After all, we were in the middle of making some much needed repairs to our home and doing a little remodeling. However, we felt we needed to pray about it and see just what it was that God wanted us to do.
We took our appeal letter with us to Adoration Hour and laid it near the monstrance during the time we were in prayer. I asked the Lord for an answer that would be easy for me to understand just what he was wanting as a commitment from us. I said there was no way in my thinking that I could make a commitment to the amount that was in that letter. I prayed for the Lord to give me an indication of what he was asking so we would truly know. Nothing came to me during that hour of adoration, but on our way home, I did see the answer. It was like in big, bold letters, almost flashing, where it wouldn't be missed. It was the amount that was in the appeal letter. My initial thought was, you've got to be kidding. But then I saw the answer again, just as big and bold. I told Mary, and we both said, okay, Lord, if that is what you are asking, then that is what we will do. But you are going to have to show us how. At that moment, we both got an overwhelming sense of peace and comfort. Since then, we have not had to be concerned about what we were going to do to achieve this commitment. We know that God will show us the way.
So, we've turned in our pledge card for the amount that was requested from the Vibrant Ministries appeal. After we prayed and were given a peaceful answer from God to trust him, we are putting our home repairs on hold. After all, it will only be for 3 years. We've received so many blessings from God in the form of Catholic education for our children and priests who've always been here. They offer Mass, visit our family in the hospital, have brought viaticum to family members who were near death. They've heard our confessions, forgiven our sins, baptized and married our kids, and the list goes on. That 3-year wait won't be much in comparison to the gifts that we've already received. We encourage each of you to look at your Vibrant Ministries letter appeal again. Then pray to God and ask what he is wanting from you. Then, in a sense of peace, make your commitment. In the words of Bishop John, God loves you more than you can ask or imagine.